It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
A few moments ago, Buckingham Palace announced the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. The palace has just issued this statement. It says the Queen died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon. The King and the Queen Consort will remain at Balmoral this evening and will return to London tomorrow.
Well, there's a bit of history being made. The BBC officially announcing the death of Queen Elizabeth, not only the longest reigning British monarch, but the longest reigning monarch in history, whose rule spans seven decades. In other news, because there's lots of it, though you may not know that from watching the corporate news media, on Thursday, the Justice Department appealed a court-ordered special master review of the materials seized by the FBI during its search of Mar-a-Lago last month. Justice has argued that the order for a special master has put U.S. national security at risk by halting access to the classified documents that were seized during the search. They also argued that the order impedes them from conducting, quote, an effective national security risk assessment. Now, the judge is ordering Trump's lawyers to confer with the Justice Department and prepare a joint filing explaining their views on who could serve as the special master. The deadline for this filing is later tonight. So in addition to their appeal, the Justice Department also offered a deal to the judge. With a 21-page filing, here is the basics. The government would hold on to and continue to use those 100 classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago, material that justice lawyers noted, quote, indisputably belonged to the government, not the plaintiff. And they said they'd give Donald Trump, quote, copies of all unclassified documents recovered during the search, both personal records and government records, and return Trump's, quote, personal items that were not commingled with classified records. Stay tuned. Now, Trump's former advisor, Steve Bannon, surrendered to authorities in New York on Thursday. New York's Attorney General Letitia James explaining.
Too often, powerful political interests, they ignore these rules. They think that they are above the law. And the most egregious of them take advantage of hardworking Americans in the process. And Steve Bannon stands out as a perfect example of this blatant inequality. He gained power and influence as a top advisor to the former president. And he used that influence and those connections to cheat everyday Americans and carry out this fraud. You see, Bannon was the architect of Trump's plan to build a wall between the United States and Mexico. So when Mr. Bannon created a fundraising scheme to finance the construction of that wall, he basically stole millions of dollars to line his own pocket.
Meanwhile, Punchbowl News reporting this morning that they expect the January 6th committee to hold a hearing this month with a tentative date of September 28th. Good news out of Michigan on Thursday.
This just into our newsroom, the Michigan Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a petition to put abortion rights on the November ballot. That ruling comes just hours before a state deadline in order for clerks to get ballots printed on time. This means voters will be able to decide if abortion rights should be guaranteed in the state of Michigan or not.
Never underestimate the power of women. From the America is Not an Island files. The European Central Bank on Thursday raised interest rates by 0.75 percentage point, its biggest hike since 1999. This move is intended to help bring down record inflation. Yeah, go figure, it's happening in Europe too. And of course, the effort's being complicated by an energy crisis sparked by Russia's invasion of Ukraine that's already nearly pushed Europe into a recession. European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde said inflation, which is forecast to average 8.1% this year, is threatening to spread beyond energy to many other goods, saying, quote, we want all economic actors to understand that the ECB is serious. So you see, inflation and other woes affecting us here in the U.S. are raging globally. This is not the result of President Biden's policies, but a predictable outcome of COVID and the lousy job done by the previous administration. Just saying. There's another global issue causing worldwide grief. climate change. And a new analysis out Thursday from the research nonprofit Climate Central reports that nearly 650,000 private coastal properties will fall below changing tide boundaries by 2050 as sea levels continue to rise. Need evidence that they're probably right? Well, check this out. Two tropical storms are moving toward the east and west coasts of the United States today, with each one of them packing forceful winds that could create a slew of different challenges for millions of people. In California, residents are bracing for Tropical Storm Kay, which could bring a year's worth of rain in the next few hours. This has triggered flood warnings in parts of Southern California, where winds are already threatening to extend the brutal heat wave that's fueling raging fires. On the East Coast, dangerous rip currents are expected at beaches this weekend because of Hurricane Earl churning out in the Atlantic near Bermuda. Forecasts from the National Hurricane Center show that Earl has already whipped up sustained winds close to 90 miles per hour, with even higher gusts. Now, as bad as it could get here in the U.S., we likely won't suffer the same fate as Pakistan, where torrential rains and flooding have submerged one-third of the country. One-third of the country. More than 1,300 people have been killed since June, nearly a third of them children. More than 33 million others have been affected. That's around 15% of the total population. The World Health Organization last week said that more than 6.4 million people were in dire need of humanitarian aid. They estimated that almost 900 health facilities have been damaged. And over the weekend, the UN Population Fund estimated that at least 128,000 pregnant women need urgent medical care and other aid in Pakistan, with 42,000 of them expected to go into labor in the next 3 months. And all this is happening in Pakistan while the thermometer is over 100 degrees again today. Pakistan estimating it has already suffered losses equaling at least $10 billion. The Atlantic Council puts the total financial damages and reconstruction costs at $15 billion, with a high-cased estimate of $20.5 billion. Climate change is here. We need to start dealing with it. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.